The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview episode, we're speaking with Ariane Fisher of Spark.Earth, which is an organization that teaches and practices holistic disciplines, hosts events dedicated to personal development, and provides tailored coaching to enhance personal and professional talents. And Ariane, how are you doing today?
I'm really well, Matt. Thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us today. It's great to have you. And let's start at the top, if you don't mind. Tell us about Spark, the organization's history, your offerings, all that good stuff.
So, I mean, you beautifully summarized it before already. It's a center for conscious personal development. We're based downtown Zurich in Switzerland. And the name Spark kind of came to us because we really feel that the quality of relationships with people who have that spark in their eyes, so who have that little twinkle that kind of inspires us, it really improves our daily lives. So what we strive to do is to get that spark back into people's eyes and also spark an idea or relationship or a change, a transformational change in their lives that improves their lives as such. We really kind of focus on sustainable relationships, if you'd like. So people are used to hear the word sustainable very much in context with anything to do with the environment. Now, we also support that, but we really focus first and foremost with the relationships with ourselves so that we have a long-term and happy relationship with my person. In a second step, with people around us. And then in a third step, with planet Earth, if you'd like. And our offerings really are for curious spirits who are open to look inside and wish to work and develop their physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual level. And we were founded in 2015, in October. But really, the idea was born already in 2001. And it was sort of both founders, we are two founders, Serena Olgiati and myself. We kind of had different careers, but always were accompanied by different holistic disciplines that sort of improved our personal lives, but we kept them very separate sort of from our professional careers. And Serena herself, she really worked at global levels with NGOs, with states, with the UN, etc., and tried to sort of change the world from a big spectrum until we kind of understood that I think our talents are more interpersonal and we like to work with the individual as such. So with Spark, we work on a contribution, say, to planet Earth from a very personal perspective. And as you also beautifully summarized, we really offer both seminars for people as individuals, but also organizations in individual coaching sessions, in groups. And we basically and we foremost apply a systemic approach. So we look at everything as a system, you as a person, your body, your family, your organization. And we look to change small things inside that have a bigger impact on the whole.
That's great. Wow, what a wonderful mission you have there. One of the things that I noticed when I was doing my research is that part of your vision is a world which is autonomous and independent, where autonomous and independent people join forces to express their talents and joy. That's wonderful. That's like utopia right there. Tell us a little bit more about this vision.
I like that you call it a utopia. Maybe it is. We strive for it. You know, independent and autonomous, it has different connotations. So it's not just to be self-employed or to no longer live with your mom and your dad or be free from any connections with the state as such. It's much deeper than that. It's really to be free of anything that kind of holds us back. So there are a lot of conditionings and patterns that we carry with us that we're not even conscious about, and they guide our decisions, whether they are professional or whether they are personal. So the independence and the autonomy is very much connected to being free, so free of any ties that can be ties like medication, it can be ties like unhealthy relationships that we may sort of carry with us or drag along. So free of all that, so we can make our choices and leave space for the talents that they can come up and then be shared sort of with the world at the maximum.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that. I love that. And I also know that you all collaborate with a number of international partners. Tell us about these partnerships.
So one big partnership we have is with La Città della Luce. I'm pronouncing it in its Italian way, which stands for the City of Light. And it's a big inspiration for Spark as such. They are a very successful business and a very successful community as well that have been working in Italy for over 20 years now. And they have a very similar vision. So we look for partners that have a similar vision for the world. So this autonomy that you can kind of engage freely with people, organizations, etc. And we bring them to Zurich. So they come, they do their seminars, their workshops here. Some of our teachers come here and teach our students and clients. And we also have a very strong tie with Stamba Yoga, which is our main partner here in Zurich. And it has a lot of ties with California and India also. So we continue to fly in people to sort of be present and contribute to what we do here.
That's nice. That's awesome. So also, too, this caught our attention, of course, is that your website is spark.earth. You all are .earth domain name users. And what made you all choose to use a .earth domain name?
You know, it was a really conscious decision, actually, really conscious. First of all, it doesn't tie us to any particular identity because we are not a specific business. We don't want to be related to a nation. So obviously in Switzerland, it would be .ch, for example. But we really strive for an integrative approach. So all the things we offer also is always based on an integrative and sort of holistic view, which is why .earth seemed perfect, free of any identification and tie. And also, you guys launched more or less at the same month that we launched. So we felt this was a good start to start an organization with a brand new sort of domain. And yeah, there was sort of an energetic alignment in that. And thirdly, when I was referring to sustainable relationships before, you know, most people, they connect it to anything like, say, you work on a climate change or you're a pioneer in permaculture, or which is, are all amazing ideas that we support greatly. But we kind of work on people and their consciousness so that the effect on planet Earth is inherent in that way.
That's excellent. Wow, love it. Great rundown there. Yes, indeed. It's like the stars all aligned. When we launched, you all launched. That's fantastic.
You know, we actually looked at the start when to launch it, and they really were aligned.
Wow. That's like meant to be. This is like it was written in the stars. That's so cool. And let's talk about the future. What's your future vision for Spark?
Spark is all about living in the presence. But if you refer to sort of how we see our development, we right now, we very much sort of focus on an urban location here in Zurich. And long term, we are looking for a piece of land about an hour from here where we would like to start a larger community where people also live in independent and autonomous houses, if you'd like. So both, again, from a work relationship perspective, but also from an energetic perspective so that we can kind of provide our own food, that we can make sure that we have our own electricity and water systems. And our international collaborations are also much growing and will grow further. Because on the one hand, we host those international partners. And on the other hand, we go more and more and bring Spark into the world. So it goes both ways.
That's excellent. You know, Ariane, this has been a wonderful podcast and it's been great to connect with you today. Is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
I just want to thank you because we were very honored that you requested this interview. And I wish .earth all the best in this world, on this earth. And it was great meeting you.
Likewise. Thank you so much for those kind words. We feel the exact same way about Spark as well. And what a great way to end this podcast interview with Ariane Fisher of Spark.Earth, which is an organization that teaches and practices holistic disciplines, hosts events dedicated to personal development, and provides tailored coaching to enhance personal and professional talents. And Ariane, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.